Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
It's our bonus show. What a wonderful way to get the free show each and every day. When you buy the bonus show, we can stay on the air. Less than coffee. No, it's not free. Buy the bonus show. See, when you support us by purchasing the bonus show at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn, you help keep the weekly shows free, and the show can grow so you get more. Go by the bonus show. So go by the bonus show. fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I don't care what you say. That's funny as hell. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who voted for Chance the Rapper to become that Black TV Network's humanitarian.
Nice.
All right,
that's a good vote.
Thank you. Give me a little bit more in my microphone, please.
Voted for somebody black.
I did vote for somebody black. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering what that voice is that you hear, Lip is off again this week. So we have brought in the idiots of all idiots, one little of the D.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, God, there he is. And
I'm back.
Yeah, you are. Welcome.
What's up?
Well, we also have a additional special guest that's in studio as well.
Who that is?
Well, he's normally here, but never in the studio because he smells funny sometimes. So we don't necessarily bring him into the studio, but...
So where does he hang out? Downstairs in the lobby?
Yeah, well, no, we put him in a little closet.
Oh, that's even worse.
A little closet back there. But everybody say hello to the turn... Also known as, formerly known as the intern. Our intern is in studio with us and he is not on camera. That is not my fault. That's his. Say turn.
Hello.
There we go. Bird voice right out the gate.
Didn't I tell him?
Wasn't it worth it though?
Didn't I tell him though?
Oh, you prepped him already?
I prepped him. I even adjusted his mic stand for him. This is what he does for everyone else. Adjusted their mic stand.
Yeah. But
apparently interns don't know how to adjust their own mic stands. So I, as the associate producer,
he can fix everybody else's microphone stand in this studio.
Yes.
And does a very good job at doing so. But his own.
Exactly.
You know how it is.
I can't tie my own.
How it is.
Speak into the mic, sir.
It just sounds good. You guys, that's what everybody says.
I feel like I'm yelling. Can you give me a little bit more in my microphone, please? My microphone level. Thank you very much. I'm yelling over here.
We got one live view. Who the hell is that?
Thank you for just pointing that out. Coming on.
You want me to give you more in your headphones? Because
no, we got zero.
No, I want more in my microphone.
Okay, he's back.
I'm good. Or more in my headphones. I don't know. You guys sound a lot nice and crisp and clear and loud, and I sound like I'm next door.
You know how it is.
No, it's not. Okay, all right.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. All right, there we go. That's good enough for me. That works for me. Thank you very much. Hey, Turn, how are you?
I'm good. You know, the name change is good, just like P. Diddy.
All right, well, it was worth going over there to that side of the console, wasn't it? He is nervous as hell sitting in the big studio.
My name change was good like P. Diddy.
My name change was good like Caitlyn Jenner.
That's not a good one. That is not a good one.
That's not a good name change?
Either I'm looking good as hell in that picture, or I'm just, in general, it's just who I am.
It's you looking good on that picture.
All right.
It's the lighting.
Yeah, because you ain't looking good in real life.
Yeah, because something wrong. I say.
It's the lighting.
I know I'll pull him, but damn. If they see that right there, I'm really going to pull him.
Hold on a minute. Let me respond to, because the turn is in here, so he's not responding to anybody.
What's he doing? What is the new turn doing?
Yeah, what are you doing over there, Turn? We don't have any more interns. He graduated, so he's not an official intern.
You need to see this real quick. You know who I seen downstairs in the lobby?
Who?
Little fella.
Yeah, he was bouncing around.
That boy
around.
Is tall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Little fella ain't little no.
God dang.
He's bouncing around down tall. There.
Speaking of him, I tried to find his show. Where is it at? I went on your guys' network, the BDB network, and it wasn't on there.
LIL fellaradio.com.
I put that on the Stitcher. It didn't work. The only thing
they're not on Stitcher.
Oh, that's why.
You have to go their website. Their show is exclusively on their website.
So, for anybody who else wants to know, because I went to Stitcher.
We run a commercial on my show telling you where it is. How do you not know?
You know I listen to all that. I listen to what I want to listen to and to block out everything. You know who
just
I am.
Just be half-ass listening.
You know who I am.
Just for that, I'm not even going to tell you that Lady K said, hey, what's up?
What's up, Lady K? How you doing? Gotcha.
Can't stand you. Why is he here? Why? You know what?
Because I'm your brother.
Mocha, listen to me. This is the process that happens in my mind.
What?
I say to myself, I say, self, myself says, why don't we bring Little D in for a week? Because Lip is going to be out for another week.
Yeah.
We're giving him as much time as he needs with his family right now. So I'm going to bring in Little D. It's going to be fun. 5 minutes after this little skinny son of a bitch sits his little ass down, I regret it.
What, you really regret it?
I regretted it during the countdown pre-show. I was like, this is not going to be a good idea.
I got a couple of issues.
I'm glad
though.
You're here, Little D.
I'm glad I am too, but I got a couple of issues.
What is your issue?
What the hell's wrong with that card? The card lock or the key card, whatever.
The key card door to the,
yes,
to the building?
Yes, I couldn't get in.
I don't know. That thing's been messed up for months.
You know who cleared it to get me in? Little fella. That's how I know who's in the lobby.
He had to come in and push the
dude, he was the damn security today.
I don't know what's going on with that door, but it's been messed up from the beginning. But that's not what we're here for.
No. Nah.
Nor are we here to entertain the turd.
You know what we're here for?
What are we here for?
Let me get this out real quick.
Okay.
I drove by a house yesterday.
Why are you driving by my house?
Because I want to see how I look. I heard there was new, they did something over there. Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
It looks like your house... it's located in the hood now. What's wrong with your neighborhood? I see what your neighbor. I see your neighbor. He has his engine pulled off the truck.
Uh-huh.
He does. Garage.
He does.
Then, no, but it gets even better.
Uh-huh.
I was driving down your street, and there's only one car. I can't get down because both sides of the damn aisle is full of cars. What happened? You guys got HOA over there?
I'll answer your question. Please, right. Do. I'll answer your question, but I got to get to this first.
All
right. Martha Moo off the Twitter. What it do? There she is. Yo, baby girl.
Oh, yeah.
She surprised me, and we'll probably get to this. Maybe we'll get to this later. We missed something big about Martha.
I'll tell you what it was,
Our two top P1s, Mata Martha and Lady K. Lil D, I'll get back to your story in a minute. Our two number ones, Mocha, we have screwed up two big monumental moments in their lives.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Their birthdays?
Yes, we did. So when Mata Martha sees us again, she has the right to spank you. And when Lady K sees us again, she has the right to spank me.
I like that.
Okay.
So was it their birthdays?
One was her birthday. And one was featured on not one, but two local news stations, and neither one of us had an idea.
Wow, I did not know that.
Well, we'll talk about it later on in the show, but let me answer your question. This happens in my neighborhood all the time, Lil D.
Oh, this just happens throughout the summer, and then it goes back to regular?
You hit it right on the head. It is the summer. And in the summertime, my whole block... we give up.
It's something.
It's too hot.
It's something.
My tree is dying. The grass is dying. We go from it's beautiful and glorious in the winter and in the spring and in the fall. But in the summer, everybody says, screw this. We giving up. There's only three people on the block that care. And they're the only ones that are still out there sweating and passing out from heat stroke.
The old people that was cutting the trees that one day?
No, it's the electrician that lives up the street. And then the really prissy neighbor that lives cat a corner from me on my same block. Mm. And then the cop that lives up the block.
Oh.
They are the only three that keep their lawns up. Everybody else?
Not the cop up the block.
The cop no, you know up the cop block. Blood. Everybody cop else
block.
Don't get a
cop
two,
block.
Don't give two rats tail.
Damn cop block.
The last thing you want is a cop block.
You know what I'm saying?
So we just give up. We honestly just give up.
So then it shapes back up.
Huh?
It shapes back up later.
It will shape back up because then what we'll do is that we'll all rehire our landscapers and all of our yards will go back to being beautiful. No, I'm going to hire the turn.
Oh, to do everybody? You get paid. They rich up there.
Hey, turn, you going to come do my yard?
Of course.
How much you gonna pay him?
You
gotta give him a wage, so you gotta get a little wager going. No, you know he rich, right?
Got a bank card. Hold up. You said you gotta give him a wage, you gotta get a wager going. Like, those are two different things.
Yeah, it was.
You gotta give him your price, and then you gotta bet him.
You ain't supposed to read between the fine lines, okay?
You gotta
go with it.
You gotta give him your price, then you gotta bet him whether or not he's gonna pay that.
You gotta counter offer what he goes to offer you.
Mata Martha says, shout out to everyone and my baby DT.
Have y'all met her?
Oh, yeah.
Have y'all met her?
Yes, I have.
What about DT?
I have not. I have been told by the executives that if I ever...
the little D rule. He got the little D rule. You know what the little D rule is.
Okay,
it's the reason why you got fired before. How the hell is he back?
You know how
is he back?
You know how it
I
is.
Don't know. I have no idea.
Hey, does she live here in Arizona?
Yeah, she lives.
Does. She did.
She lives up the street.
From the studio or from you?
From the studio.
Oh, wow.
She lives up the street. Well, not literally. I know up the street from you means like two or three doors down.
Yeah.
No, she lives somewhere.
Within the vicinity of your house or the studio?
The studio. The studio.
Yeah, he just did say that, huh?
He just did say that.
Are you listening?
Did you listen or are you listening?
I only half hear.
Which half?
I don't half listen. I just half hear.
Which half are you hearing?
Are you hearing or are you listening?
You hearing this
part? I'm trying to get to the sexual part.
Are you over or are you through?
Let me get to this. I'm black or... Check this out. So what'd you think of her?
She was sweet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was kind. I liked her. And it was, I met her when we went to Comic-Con.
I was like, who are we talking about? We're still talking about Mata.
Mata Martha. Yeah, Mata Martha, P1.
How DT to get to meet her, but she liked him.
Because DT was, I'm going to tell you, shut the hell up a minute and let me tell you.
Hey, I'm trying to dig through this quick.
I'm trying to get to it here. I'm trying to get to it.
Too slow, Junior.
All your levels are blowing out. You see all that red over there? All
right, go ahead. Tell me.
Listen, the...
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my. Hold on a minute. I got to look at
something. Hold on real quick. Hello?
No, I'm good. I was just looking to see if the bypass button was on. Is he really on his phone?
I'm on the radio right now, babe. Let me call you back. I'm at
this food just.
Hi, lady.
Oh, okay.
Hey, lady. Corey said hey. DT said hey. The Turner said hey. Everybody said hey.
Literally just took a phone call in the middle of my show.
Hey, she said hey, everybody. The Turner didn't say nothing.
Hey, because if I didn't take it, she would have blew my phone up. You know how Mexicans do it.
You didn't tell her where you were going?
I told her yesterday, but you know she like me. She only half listened.
Is she still on the phone?
Yeah, she's still on the phone. All right, babe. I'll let you go.
Happening right now?
You know how it is.
He literally
it's
just
a rich production.
All right, as you were. Go on with the story.
Oh, okay.
As you were.
As you were,
sir.
This skinny son of a bitch just stopped my show and then go say, okay, go ahead and start again. It's
see,
fine.
With caution. She might call back again.
She probably going to bring it up on the Facebook of the live.
Hopefully she see all this because she going to give me some nice. She going to come and hit this as soon as I get in the house.
I met Mata Martha with my previous radio partner when we went to Comic-Con together. Don't think about who it is. That's just when we met.
Oh, him.
Yeah,
you know he even got me on Facebook no more.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know what? He probably...
Thank you, Lady K.
I haven't seen anything on Snapchat. He probably got me off of Snapchat, too, because I noticed he hadn't posted anything.
It says Donkey Kong is my spirit animal. I'm having a conversation with Lady K. I'm sorry.
So how she look, figure-wise and all that?
She's cute.
Yeah,
she's
cute.
I said figure-wise. That ain't got nothing to do with cute.
I don't know.
If they ask you how I look figure-wise, you're going to look at him like he's skinny?
When I meet a fan of the show, I am not looking at their physical attributes. I'm looking at how they are going to embrace the show.
The
I got you, little D.
I wonder about
him.
Cute
in the face, thick in the waist.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Just
all right.
Just see like DT likes him.
Yo.
I see that.
Hey, intern, how do you like him?
Like pencils.
All right.
You like pencils.
You like the college
No, he, that's not how he likes his women. He really just
likes
pencils.
He just really just likes to eat. He like to eat the erasers?
No, I just like to sharpen them.
Oh, he read between. You get it, brother?
He is proving why we don't have him in here too often.
He raps about life.
This is so not what I have planned for the opening of
the It took you a while. You got it.
It took me a minute that he raps about life. That's a throwback to like 3 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, that was on my birthday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
He got lost. He's lost.
No, because Mata Martha said, stop interrupting me, damn it.
Oh, I was trying to figure out how she looks. How
you
look,
Martha. And stop interrupting me is what she said.
Well, let's check this out, Martha. Let me show you a little stat about me.
Okay, we're going to get ready to go to the
I'm hung like a roach.
Hung like a roach.
I don't know what that means.
A 5'9".
Hold on a minute. I just noticed something. For those of you that view the show live, how the hell turn... does Little D have his own lower third?
He's a nice person.
How did he get? No other guest has their own lower third, and this fool got his own single lower third.
No other guest is Little D.
Yeah, that's
what the hell's the lower third?
That's your name.
Your name is on your slide.
Your name appears. You can't see it up there, but your name appears.
Oh, that's cool. That's cacked.
That's not. That's
give you some respect around
that
here.
Is unexcept-
respect I deserve.
That is unacceptable.
I might
have paid one of the interns to put it in. But
it, was it that one?
Extra checks.
I got to keep everything protected around here. G14 classified.
G14 classified. I still have your G14 classified materials, man, in my car.
You know?
Yes. Yes, I still have them. Yes. That was like 2 years ago?
Yeah, about that long ago. That's when I gave my life to God. I had to give all my stuff to somebody else. I gave my life to God, but you know how it is.
So, anybody planning on celebrating the 4th of July?
Probably not. Depending on where I'm at.
Okay.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
You want me to put my ear to the ground, listen for hoofbeats, check for footprints, look for broken twigs. But this is the modern age. That stuff doesn't work anymore. I'm going broke with this venture also.
Well, I see you got them snakes and sparklers, but where's good stuff, man?
Good stuff. This is the good stuff. Snakes and sparklers.
Are you nuts, dude? You need stuff to explode. Go boom.
Why is that good?
Might as well ask, why is the tree good? Why is the sunset good? Why are boobs good? Man, firecrackers. You stick them in mailboxes, you drop them in toilets, you shove them up bullfrog's ass.
I would never do that. Because I'm going to be a veterinarian.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes? You don't got no lady fingers, fuzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips of dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No, because snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Well, that might be your problem. It's not what you like. It's the consumer.
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true. It must be true.
From Phoenix, Arizona, it's the internet's funniest radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatmatics all over the world, and I'm talking about you, ladies and gentlemen out there. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, DT, today.
What's up, dude?
And we're joined in studio by my little brother, Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
We like the show to be interactive for our live stream viewers. Interact with us. Tweet me and the guys at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on Facebook Live. Like and follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Search Fat Search Fat Guy Radio Show. Something is really wrong with my headphones.
No, it's mine too, because I can hear myself actually talking more than I hear my headphones.
I can't hear myself. I can hear myself now. And everything else is getting loud.
It's like I can hear me talking more.
Yeah. And I can now I can't hear you.
I hear more music.
Something's going on here.
It's all good.
Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon has the Prime Day coming up very soon, ladies and gentlemen, in June. And if you want to, if you have a Prime account and you want to take advantage of some of those amazing deals on Prime Day, make sure you do it through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And if you're not a Prime member, you're not going to be able to get those amazing Prime deals. They are specifically for Prime members. So you have time. The specials, the Prime Day isn't until July You have time to sign up for Prime now at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon as well. And do all of your shopping at Amazon through the Amazon portal on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And we thank you in advance. Well, well, boys, welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Something is definitely not right.
Well, what? What the hearing of the headphones?
Yeah, the sound is just not right.
Yeah, what happened now is the music is the music's louder, but we can't. The voices, I thought it was good. I can hear his voice.
Yeah, and it looks good on the monitor, but something's going on with our headphones.
I can hear his voice good, but I can't hear mine. So I can actually hear myself talking. It seems like.
Well, let's do this. I'm looking at the read. I'm looking at the read display, and everything looks good there.
Uh huh.
So hopefully, what's going out sounds better than what's coming into our headphones.
Ask Kathy.
Who?
I have no clue. No clue at all.
All of our live viewers, if you guys can hear us, okay, let us know at Fat Guy Radio Show. But anyway, we'll move on. We'll forge through it. I don't think it's anything you're doing. I think that the headphone amp is just tripping right now.
Could it be like the thing last time? Because you know how my when I sit in my regular chair, how out?
Well, no, because my headphones never do that.
Yeah, but the wire. Remember?
And you slid the board earlier.
Oh, snaps! I did slide the board.
It's that simple. Can you please not do that right now?
Oh,
those are the most horrible pictures ever.
They probably are, but the last time I did it, everybody and their grandparents got on. They do them a star.
Well, I mentioned it before that we screwed up two big dates.
Yes,
we screwed up Lady K's birthday and Mata Martha was featured in two news stories locally here in Arizona, one on Channel 12 and the other on Telemundo. And the only way I found out is that my friend John, who works as one of the producers for Telemundo, says, "Hey, I was listening to your show and you referred to this person named Mata Martha all the time." And it's not the way her real name is, because we say it backwards. It's Martha Mata. Well, I said Mata Martha because I screwed it up the first time and it just kind of stuck.
Exactly.
But Mata Martha was featured on news stories for her strokes. I had no clue.
When you say strokes, what kind of strokes
she
talking about?
She had three strokes in 1 month.
Oh, those kind of strokes.
Yeah. Three strokes in 1 month. And then...
Three strokes.
Then the birthday mess up. Was that a horrible joke that I just missed?
Yeah, it was a horrible joke. I'm glad you missed it.
Are we going to have to dump it?
No, he said paint strokes.
Yeah.
now we're going to go. I don't want to do this, but we're going to do this. We're going to go to the other side of the console now and try to get an explanation as to what happened with Lady K's birthday, because I gave explicit instructions to the turn to reach out and discern when her birthday was, because we want to be able to honor our P1 listeners on the show. And according to the tweet that I just got from Mata Martha, he has not reached out to Mata Martha because she just tweeted in her birthday.
Wait a second. So when was her actual birthday? Was it last show? Or
we should have acknowledged it last week.
So whose fault was this then? Technically, whose fault was it?
The turns.
Oh, so you're going to blame him?
I'm going to blame him. He's sitting there.
But you already knew, though.
I did not know.
So can we blame you too?
No, you can't. I gave the instructions to the turn.
Okay, so then you can't blame him.
A month ago.
Oh.
To reach out to our P1s and get their birthdays so that we could put them in some type of calendar. And this is really pulling the curtain back put them on some type of calendar so that when we come and prep for the show, if it's someone's birthday, one of our P1's birthdays, we want to spotlight it.
So intern.
Didn't I just say I was going to do that?
Yeah, you did.
Can I put the system on trial, Lil T?
Welcome to Big Dick Radio Show.
I know.
Hey, I'm trying to get my own show here, so I'm trying to take the
Big Dick Radio Show.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Go ahead, do your thing.
Thank you very much.
I want to get in on this, too.
Bottom Mark says, stop interrupting me, you son of a bitch.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm sorry, but you a son of a bitch.
What did I just say about my mama? Listen. Okay, so turn. Did you or did you not go on the Twitter and request Lady K's birthday?
I did not.
Who did?
Not me.
So it wasn't. Did I not ask him?
You did. You did ask him.
So who did it? Somebody did it because it was in the calendar, but it had the wrong date on it. It was one day off.
Ooh.
Sometimes you can't own up to your mistakes.
Okay,
so you did it, but you half did it.
He just lied.
You half-assed it. Can we say half-assed on here?
Yes.
So you half-assed it.
You just did three times.
He full-assed it.
Because if he full-assed it, he would have had it on the right day. But if he half-assed it,
he would have had it just in there.
Right.
If he full-assed it. It would have just been like completely messed up.
Oh, okay.
3 ways from Sunday.
Now listen, I will, even though I want to. I don't know why this is a phrase that I want to say, but I want to jump his bones, but I don't.
Yeah, when you say you want to jump his bones, yeah, get into that a little bit.
My bones.
Because when I say I want to jump a girl's bones,
no, I want to take him.
Are you trying to pitch woo?
I want to take.
You want to pitch stones to him?
I want to take him to the river on this.
You want
to
give heels to Jesus?
What?
I want to bust his balls about this.
Want
to
take him to church?
I have to defend him a little bit too, because anytime any of you outside of you, Lil D, because I'll never ask you to do nothing that's got to do with any of the listeners of the show.
You know how it is,
because then you will end up doing things in orifices that shouldn't have things.
They might like it though.
That don't mean you got to do it.
That's true. But you pot know
is
have.
Pot is good, but that don't mean you got to do it.
That's why I don't do it, but. What's between a lady's leg is really good. That's what I like to
do. Horn dog some of my biscuit.
Hey, I'm a young
but
nice
I will
lad.
I will defend the turn.
Okay.
Because anytime I ask them to do something related to a P1, especially Lady K, they crap themselves. They get scared. Every time they freeze. Oh no, I don't want to. The moment if Lady K retweets something or posts something and tags at Fat Guy Radio Show in it, I get a text message. Oh my God, Lady K's doing something. Because they are afraid to upset her.
That's why I wear diapers now.
So if you guys are afraid to upset her,
that makes sense.
That's why you got the diapers on. Hey, you remember D-Tay a long time ago having a diaper?
Why are you getting off of the subject, you ADD son of a monkey?
And speaking of a diaper, remember we had him sitting here with that diaper on?
Yeah,
he was butt naked with a diaper on.
I only did that because I wanted to see his body. He was young, tight, and smooth back then.
You had this big diaper on.
Now I'm old, fat,
and
flabby.
You just gave up on yourself, huh? You just gave up on yourself.
Well, that's just let it all go. I was like, I'm going to be the fat guy now.
Yeah.
Now with this.
Like we discussed before the show, I'm going to upgrade to the newer model. That was inside. I'm sorry. That was inside.
But I got it.
I apologize for that.
I was going in.
Hear you, buddy. But we missed Lady K. So, to make up, I went on an apology tour turn, so don't worry about it. I cleared it up. She was not upset, but I could hear that she was upset. Even though she will say she's not upset.
So,
but
yeah.
I know she is. She loves this show. We love her. And a birthday is a big birthday, no matter how many zeros are after.
So can you do a happy belated birthday?
I did do a happy belated birthday, but I wanted to open up the show today to right the wrong.
I know what you want me to do.
What?
I know what
No, I don't.
No, you sure?
Yeah,
we are 100% sure. We are 100%
Lady
sure.
K,
don't,
do you want to you want you a Magic Mike show right here, right now?
Don't.
A Magic D show.
You want a Magic D show?
It's on us.
You want to a Chippendale show?
She does not want to see that type of D.
Well, she don't want a Chippendale show.
No, the thing is that she knows that will want to spice up the show, so she'll probably tell him to do it. But here's the thing.
Ladies, say no.
This dumb son of a monkey will do it. And what did I say before the show started?
To do it.
I did. No. That's why you got in so much trouble when you was a kid.
I did.
That's why you got in so... Lil D, don't you throw that bottle. Crack. Lil D, what'd you do?
I threw that bottle. God is.
Lil D, don't run down the street with no shoes on. My foot hurt. What? Because I ran down the street with no shoes on. We tell you to do something and you do the opposite.
You know how it is.
So maybe if we tell him to do it, he won't do it.
No, because no, he'll do it. Yeah. He'll do it. He will definitely
I
do
just
it.
So might happen to listen to you guys the right way that time when you tell me to do it.
I got the finger on the jump screen button. But the turn, I give you a reprieve from the Lady K.
What the hell's a reprieve?
I don't blame him any longer.
Why can you just say that?
Turn.
Big words.
I don't blame you. I release you under your own recognizances.
The hell's recognizance?
I don't know what that means.
His own sanity. Under his own care.
Yes.
All right. That's more. Why can you just say that?
Because I wanted to give another $13 word just to confuse the hell out of you.
I'm a $2 Negro. Okay? So give $2 words.
$2 Negro. Did you write that one down?
No, that is not going to be the title of the show because I don't know how to spell Negro.
Is that because that's how much you put into the gas tank?
Hey, I know. Let me get $2 on pump 5. You got to escalate.
The lines are funny, right, but his timing is off.
Yeah.
His lines are funny, but his timing is off.
He's not quite there yet.
He's getting there.
He'll get it.
We don't ever give him microphone time.
Yeah, like this is his first time on mic, I believe.
Like total full mic time.
Yeah.
Have you been on mic time before turn, right?
2 minutes. Just
2
like the
minutes.
Negro.
Y'all gave that boy 2 minutes?
That's 2 minutes too long.
That was a little too long. You see how much he's brought to the show now?
More than lip. But lip.
Hey, I will say
come
that.
On. He said,
lip says 4 words. Turner has already gave us 12. He's deep time his lip right now.
Yeah. Okay.
No, he's 3 time in lip.
No, I'm not knocking lip, because that's what lip does. That's his specialty to the show.
It's
he's
4 words.
But that's lip, though. Not
but,
knocking him,
but that's
I like lip.
But, you know, to stink in a commercial here, that's the reason why you should buy Afterburn, because D-Tay, does he or does he not turn on the faucet during Afterburn?
Lip does not shut up in Afterburn.
He does not.
I bet.
I have to stop talking so Lip could talk.
Yeah, he interrupts me.
Lip does?
Yes.
Yeah. More than I interrupt you?
Oh, God, no.
Oh.
You are the biggest of interruptions.
You know how it is.
Lil D, knock, knock.
Who's not there?
Oh, God. Just do it. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting Cal.
Moo!
Oh. See, that's what you do to me.
Oh. Like that? That's the boss around this camp there. Anyway, we're going to commercial break or what?
Oh my God! Oh my God! What is...
Welcome to Little D Radio Show.
Little D, that's my signals.
That's my signals? Oh.
That's my signals. I got you. I got you.
This is what I want. This
now,
you got
I release the... I release you turn under the...
I'm going to use that word.
Under your own...
Recognizance.
Under your own recognizance, because I understand you guys get... they are going in on Twitter with Lil D right now.
I know.
I'm not saying that, Mana Martha, because you don't understand what he will do.
Tell her. Or tell me.
Mana Martha says, damn, no.
Is she asking?
I couldn't get to the panic button quick enough.
Is she asking?
Hey, you had it on you, so it's all good.
Thank you.
She never seen what she wanted.
No, she just said that you are looking toned and muscly, and the camera's not on you, so you're doing that for
Turn
no
that
purpose.
Turn that camera back. Turn that camera back.
No, because...
Let me give her just a little. Just give me a little,
give
her a little tiny bit.
You got to keep your clothes on.
Let me give her a tiny bit.
This show is rated R, not rated N.
Well, rated R, that means I'll keep my clothes on somewhat. So. Let me give her a tiny bit. Tell him you want a tiny bit. I just show her the tip, that's all.
You know how many women got pregnant off the tip?
I know. Yeah. You know, who knew that the tip was going to take 2 hours?
Yeah, I'm just showing the tip. That's all. Check this out.
No.
Just a little bit.
No, she doesn't want to see that. Or she does, but not on my show.
Yes, she do. I can't got my show. So
I am afraid to turn this camera back on now.
Turn it back on.
All right. I will. Let's take a quick break here.
All right.
And on the other side of this break, we're going to calm the hell down a little bit.
Yep.
And there was some breaking news about a Netflix show that I watch very often. And there's some breaking news about it. And we'll discuss that on the other side of this break. And also, Lil D, I wanted to talk to you. And I want to get the Turn's input on this, believe it or not. About the girl who was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter because she texted her boyfriend to kill himself.
No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. This is Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show with someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. The weather is warm now. Thank God we survived that heat wave last week, and now it is a comfortable 4,000 degrees right. outside. So if you want to get out to the swimming pool and you need to entertain the kids for the summer, guess what? Target has everything at fatguyradioshow.com/Target to help you get through the summer months and entertaining the kids. Pool supplies, swimming trunks, swimsuits, flip-flop, chanclas, whatever you need for the summer. Even this new craze that is out now where every kid is making this play putty goop. You can get all with the glue and the corn starch and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You can get all those supplies at Target. You go to fatguyradioshow.com/Target. You order the supplies. You order it to be picked up right at your local Target. Or you can have it delivered right to your door in a nice little cute Target box. And your kids open up and they say, oh, we're going to make putty. Whatever you need, Target has it at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. And welcome back. And during the break, I just basically told the boys to keep their clothes on. Mm-hmm. Sorry, ladies.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
And Mata, I wore this shirt just for you.
Yeah, Mata Martha. He wore that shirt just for Mata Martha. There you go, Mata Martha.
I wore these underwear for you.
If you're flexing, then I got to give Lil D flex time. All right, Lil D, flex time. Just flex. Just flex. Just flex. Just flex. Just flex.
I flex everything.
I'm about to flex this penis in your face.
Exactly.
Jesus, I said just flex.
Well, how about this? I just take off the shorts.
No.
And I keep the drawers on.
No.
Oh, I could do that too.
Here we go. Come on, let's give him that. Can we give him that?
No.
They're not ready for
ready,
it.
Rated R. And you too, both of you.
Rated R means that you can do it. That means no kids allowed. Over 18.
This is this is video. This is streaming live. We'll get kicked off Facebook.
I don't want that to happen.
No. And the replay is going to be up there too. And you want people going to the replay and, you know, to our replay?
Yeah.
Damn right I do.
Views will go up, but.
All right, well, then let's go at it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You got to tell me what.
I'm kidding.
Little D's pants are already off.
You know what I'm saying?
Little D just threw his pants at me.
I just had a sock cover me.
I totally DT started flexing. I totally forgot what I was going to talk about. What did I tease before the break? Turn. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Talking about
a certain Netflix.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, so everybody knows my rant about Netflix canceling Sense8.
Yes.
And and people retweeted it, and it got crazy as hell on on Twitter at times, and I'm okay with that. So I am laying in my bed in my underoos, my Spider-Man underoos, and my phone just starts blowing up with 100 people tweeting me that Netflix broke the news that they're going to release a 2-hour finale of the Sense8 Netflix special.
Now, is Sense8 normally an hour show?
It's normally an hour.
Okay. So
they're going to give us two hours, which is what they're going to do, I would imagine, in those 2 hours is tie up all the loose ends, because what they did is they left a cliffhanger at the end of season 2 and then said they're not going to produce any more episodes. So everybody was like, what the hell? Well, what happens to what and what happens to what? So now they're just going to smash it all together in the 2 hours. And everybody was losing their S on the internet about this. Everybody's like, yes, Netflix, you're finally giving us what we deserve. No. They're giving us the shorthand. They're giving us the little finger. They're just putting the tip in.
Giving us the little D.
They're giving us the little D.
Yeah, I hear you.
Literally, they're going to take what 2 seasons has built up to and cram it into 2 hours. That's not good enough. They need to give us a full 3 seasons is what they need to do.
Finished out in the 3rd season?
Right. They're going to rush it. They're going to be like little D trying to get that to, trying to ski to the wind on the wall and get back in his truck before they realize that his tracking device is on.
I can see how that could be a good thing though.
The intern said that it's just like what they did to Avatar. No, because Avatar got a full 3 seasons and that's all it took for them to wrap it up.
Talking about the movie.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
What was the thing about the movie with Avatar?
Well, they tried to cram an entire season into a movie.
Oh, yeah. The movie. I never watched. See, when you say the movie, the people think the movie Avatar with James Cameron.
Avatar,
he's talking about the last Airbender shot by M. Night Shyamalan. Ding dong.
M. Night Shyamalan. Ding dong.
Mama say, mama say, mama kusa.
What is Sense8 about?
Sense8
is about a bunch of people who can sense.
Hold on, it's little D, so we got to slow it down a little bit.
You know how it is.
I forgot. Netflix is the service.
I know what Netflix is. I mean, Netflix is chilling. I talk about the Sense8.
You got Netflix?
I Netflix and chill. I got off your account. Why you... Bullskitting.
I was wondering why my Netflix bill jumped from $9 to $24.
Yeah,
because you be Netflix and chilling.
You be Netflixing and chilling.
Netflixing and chilling.
All right, I work. Matter of fact, I park right in front of your house and use your Wi-Fi when I'm doing it.
Chilling in Elko.
And that'd be why my neighbors be sending me text messages of weird cars out front of my house.
Probably.
The day he brought the big rig inside, you know I don't leave my house during the week.
You don't.
Other than to come here. I work from home.
Yeah.
And I get texted from my neighbor saying, you must be ordering something big, Corey. There's a big rig outside your house. And this little, these big right rig, when it ain't breaking down on the side of the road.
Damn right, it's a big rig.
Sense8 is a Netflix.
But
I don't even know why I try to even do anything on this show. Yes, Lady K, he is an exhibitionist. He's been an exhibitionist since he was born.
Tell you.
I told little fella, when we were on our way to the studio, that my fight tonight will be keeping him in his clothes.
Yeah. And it's proven.
It's hard.
It's hell outside, though.
That don't mean you got... Okay, Sense8 is a show about a show in the middle of a show about a show.
Where they're showing people the show.
Where they're showing people in the show. Remember that movie that you saw where the guy was swimming down with the shark and he had got out and then the shark had ended up biting him on his left ankle, but the shark didn't realize that his left ankle was false. So he had gotten out and then he went into the other pool and swam with the dolphins that had on pink umbrellas.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's right. What a dog. What a dog. That's
vaguely familiar. Tell me more.
I'm familiar with that.
It's starting to come back to me.
I own that DVD.
His name was Jacquez, wasn't it?
Mother Martha, stop it off the Twitter.
What she
They're says. Not taking their clothes off.
She wants that one song. It's raining, man.
All right.
Y'all want a chocolate drop?
Chocolate drop.
Chip and Dale show.
A chocolate drop.
Oh, there
Ladies,
we go.
I got what you need.
But no, so they're bringing back a 2 hour finale. Now I'm going to watch it with my pants around my ankles, but I don't think it's enough. And somebody on Twitter recommended that I unnominate them for Bitch of the Year. And I'm not going to withdraw my nomination because I think it's just them appeasing the outcry of everybody on social media, but it ain't good enough.
At least they're giving you something.
Yeah. At least they're giving you something. Cause I will tell you right now, as a black man, I was flabbergasted.
I contest.
when the Wayans brothers never got a final episode.
Well, the Wayans brothers?
Yeah.
We're brothers.
We're happy and we're singing and we're color.
Give me a high five. I can't get to it fast enough. Breakdown. Damn it.
Come on.
Ah.
Here we go.
Ooh. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I like that. Damn it.
You missed it.
God dig it. Hey, but last week.
Yes.
When you guys was busting caps, oh, that was phenomenal. Especially the ones that were shooting back. I don't know.
We were talking about the ones that were shooting back.
They were like,
it was
oh
a
my
shootout
God.
In Studio G.
That was phenomenal. I was in my rig dying. I'm like, that is
Didn't
awesome.
I tell y'all that's what it was going to be?
You know what he said where I was at? That's exactly what I was doing. Yeah. I was in my semi driving, laughing
you,
my
Were
ass.
You touching yourself or were you just in
nah,
there?
Nah, but because you know, I did it before.
That, I understand.
You got to do it at least once in the rig.
That's what
At least once in the rig.
At least once in the rig.
Well, when he did it that one day, that was what that other beer truck's tire slipped on when it overturned in Tempe.
You know how many times I've seen
that
happen
all
right there?
Over the
Twice.
Place.
You know how it is.
Okay, so this story, I want to get to this. So this story of this chick that was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
Oh, I heard about this story.
Of her, of urging her boyfriend to kill himself.
What did it happen when they were like underage at first?
It was
like under, you know, 18 or something. Were they were like teenagers
at
the time?
I think they were. Because it's been a couple of years, and she's 20. So, yeah, I would think that they've been...
I think they're like 17 or something, but now she's going to be probably trialed as an adult, or that's what they're
trying
to do?
Yeah, and she has been trialed as an adult, and she is basically just this past week, past Friday, she was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
You see?
Because of, and for those of you that may not know the story, basically what this girl was doing is that this girl and her boyfriend both had fought depression throughout their teenage life and into their young adult lives. And the boyfriend had told his girlfriend that he wanted to kill himself. And she said, well, this is how you do it. And she gave him explicit ways to do it. Go into the garage, turn the car on and put a hose through it and blah, 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 and kill yourself. Basically what it is. So the day came where he decided that he was going to do it. And she says, go and do it. And she did it. And he died. And he dead. D-E-D. Dead.
Gone.
So now
he gone.
They've brought her up on involuntary manslaughter charges. And she was found guilty this past week. And I think her name is Michelle Carter.
How long is she getting?
Faces up to 20 years in prison. Sentencing is set for August 3rd. But this past Friday, she was found guilty. So, though she never literally placed hands on him, it was all through text messages. She knew he was fighting depression. He knew she was fighting depression.
Mm-hmm.
And she was found guilty. I don't know how I feel about this.
I mean, I feel like I go back and forth with this.
Okay.
Because a part of me is like, well, she didn't kill him.
Right.
He killed himself. But I mean, she gave him the method. She knew she didn't tell anybody what was going on.
She urged him on.
She egged him on. She didn't try to stop him. She didn't do everything in her power to save a life. So that's like murder by omission.
By association? Or I don't understand. I don't know. I'm torn when it comes to this too.
This is my thing.
Yes,
I
please.
I'm kind of with DT someone on it, but it's up to him. She wasn't actually there, so he did it to himself. Plus, he wanted to commit suicide for one, but two, it's he's his own person. He's his own man. To like, if you tell me, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to kill myself, but you're nowhere around.
Right.
Initially, it's up to me to if I'm going to do it or not.
Correct. So,
okay, but let's.
You didn't provoke. Well, you did provoke me to do it, but the ultimate thing it was me that did it.
Yeah, but okay. So if you're standing on a ledge of a high rise building, right?
Yeah.
And you're texting me, or you're on the phone with me. All right, I'm not physically there, and you're like, "Hey, Daniel, I think I'm going to jump. I'm going to jump." I'm like, "Well, quit being a little pussy about it and jump."
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you jump. I'm the one who told you to jump.
Right. True.
I told you to kill yourself.
You did.
That's the same thing that happened.
So he was crying out for help.
He was crying out for help. I read some of the text messages.
Yeah.
And he even said, like, I don't know if I could do it. And she was like, go ahead, go through with it. death will be better than what your life is now.
Oh, well, see, that right there, that like, remits
the,
a mission.
The stuff that she was saying to him wasn't like, oh, like, maybe you should think about it. It was like, stop kidding yourself. Just do it.
Okay.
See, I didn't hear all that
part
of it.
And I saw the text as well.
I didn't see any of that. I just heard about the story, but I didn't see the text messages. But with that being said, now I'm kind of more toward, yeah, she should. It's kind of her fault. Because I guess, oh, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No,
I guess it's because, like how DT put it, if I was on the ledge and I was calling him, it's like I'm calling for help so he can try to talk me down from doing it because I really want to do it. I'm depressed. But he's like, nah, go ahead and do it.
Okay, so
like, this, me think, well,
this is,
should,
this is what one attorney said. So if I go on to Facebook and I'm talking to the turn and I tell the turn to go and create and commit a crime and he does it, because she was found guilty, if he goes and commits that crime, this now says I'm culpable. So basically, they've taken manslaughter law into a completely new territory.
I think this is a different thing.
It's a slippery slope.
It is a slippery
slope.
They're
teenagers, and as we said, they're battling depression at the age of, you know, being teenagers. You're impressionable to a certain thing. And if you're fighting depression, that makes that impression worse. So, and a person, as the person like that, his, significant other in quotations,
right.
You should take into account of like, they should have been they know each other pretty extensively, right? Like,
yeah, they're a boyfriend and girlfriend
exactly.
for quite some time.
So then that's like, she deserves what she deserves.
But going on what you're saying about like, if you tell the intern to commit a crime, that's different. Like if you tell him like, he's like, oh man, I'm hard up for cash. Go rob a bank. And like, you're like, LOL. And then he ends up robbing a bank. That's totally different than what she said, because she gave him the exact means on how to commit this suicide.
She literally told him that
step by step
he needed to step out of the truck. He said, I'm going to get out of the truck. She said, no, get back in the truck where the lethal fumes from the truck were filling.
Exactly. So she told him step by step. Now, if you email the intern and you're like, hey, go grab your uncle's 45, go to the bank, make sure you're wearing a sock over your head. Like
and a condom,
female bowling condom. make sure that you go up to the teller. You tell him this. You want sequential bills and all this and blah blah blah. And you give him step by step direction on how to rob the bank. And he does it. And he gets caught. Yeah, then you're in trouble.
Here's the one question that I have. Other than the fact that they were weeping openly in the court, where the hell were all these parents? How were they not getting that boy help? How are they not getting her help with all of the depression that they were dealing with? Why aren't they culpable for involuntary assistance of associated manslaughter?
Because they didn't know, for one.
Because they're white.
Well, not that, but not only that, they didn't probably know. But can she fight and say she was underage at the time, didn't know no better?
She can, but it doesn't matter. They found her guilty, and there's no way around it. This is what Lady K says off of the Twitter. She says, society has taken such a twisted, bad, sad, all the way around turn. And she's right. Now, things on social media can get you arrested and charged with manslaughter. So, Lil D, all those things that I told you to do, don't do it.
Because, damn, I was thinking about doing it, so I can give me some money here. So I died.
I want to know where the parents were in this whole entire issue, other than them just sitting in the courtroom and crying and being sad. You know, I think that they should take some of the blame, even though one set of parents has lost the son.
How can you blame them?
They should have did something about the depression.
No,
they
should have
been connected
enough.
They need to be there. They need to be involved. They need to know everything that's going on.
Checking these kids' text message records on the monthly bill and all that stuff.
Exactly.
If they would have seen those, they would have known the kids were depressed. They would have known.
How did you know that they was depressed?
Because they said it in the freaking text messages, bro.
If they're reading the messages,
you can get print them out. Parents can get their kids' messages printed out. And if they do,
Yes.
And you better think about
that.
Can
they print out my text messages?
Yes. Yeah.
You better be watching what you sit in.
Lord have mercy. What about my pictures?
Oh, no.
I don't know about that.
I need some more of those pictures, by the way.
Hey, I'm going to need you to send me some of those pictures. You still got my number.
You don't want none of those pictures.
You had none of the pictures right there.
You don't want none of those pictures.
Hey, I'm going to need to be in that club. I need those pictures in my life.
Hey, you already got the classic, the classified 97, whatever it is, file.
G14 classified.
You got those. Okay, that's your role. What I'm getting, those are those are CIA.
I get killed dead over those.
Those are CIA seals.
I can actually get killed dead over
and
those.
I can too.
Yes, you definitely can too.
All right, let's take a little break right here in Mata Martha. Yes, I'll let them take their shirts off on the other side
it's
of this
about
break. You're listening
time.
To Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Hi everyone, I'm AJ.
And I'm Sydney.
And together, we host Little Fella Radio.
It's a podcast we host during our summer vacation from school.
And now we stream live on the Little Fella Radio fan Facebook page.
So come hang with us this summer. Bring a towel to catch all those laughter tears.
Invite your friends and share our Facebook page on your wall. We promise you'll have a good time with us.
Little Fella Radio.
At LILFellaRadio.com.
Come spend your summer with me.
And me.
Little Fella Radio. Part of the BDB Radio Network.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
So Little D would be the go-to person for us to leak nudes. He'd do it. He totally would do it.
Yeah.
DT, I think you should do it.
I'm nervous.
I think you should. Okay, what if we got a makeup artist to come in and cover up any body markings that would identify you?
Okay.
But see, here's the thing. This is what's going to happen. We'll release it on our social media. Claim that our social media got hacked. Facebook and all Instagram and all those guys are going to immediately take it down. But you know, as soon as it goes out there, World Star Hip Hop is going to snatch it, and then it will go viral.
Okay.
We just got to make sure that the show logo is somewhere in the picture so people can know. Like, okay, like those rapper dudes that take the pictures of their dong when they're sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
We have to have like a Fat Guy Radio Show script on the floor of the of the bathroom. Lip does not like this idea. Look at his face. He is thinking, I am going to be sitting in front of the BDB Radio Network people trying to explain this cockamamie idea.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany. It's another wacky and zany show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Nothing bad is in the music, get to you. And it's so bad at all.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. You heard the clip from our bonus show, and you heard my little ditty at the beginning of the show about Afterburn. Afterburn is the number one way we are keeping this weekly Thursday show free. So how do we do that? By you buying the bonus show. The bonus show is Afterburn. It's called Afterburn, and it's a monthly additional show. So instead of four shows, there's five shows we record every month, and they are exclusively available through our partnership with Patreon. Patreon. So you want to subscribe to it. It costs you less than a cup of coffee a month. That's $3 a month. Or if you want to kick it up a notch and get exclusive live streaming access to our Facebook Live group, our elite members group, you can do that as well. All at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. Now, folks, I don't pull any punches. We are in a financial growth, but it ain't as fast as we anticipated it to be. And Afterburn is that additional force that we don't have to go through a third party like we do with a lot of our other sponsors and revenue streams. This comes directly to Fat Guy Radio Show and the BDB Radio Network. Our goal, I don't think I've explained this in a while. Our goal is to bring you Fat Guy Radio Show 5 days a week. And the success of Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn will help drive that to happen. 5 days a week of me, Lip, Dite, Little D, every 6 months. But you get there and you get started by supporting Afterburn, which is our monthly bonus show. I don't even care if you listen to it or not. Just buy the subscription. It's $3 a month. You won't even notice it's coming out of your account. Turn can afford $3 a month, can't you, Turn?
No.
Thank you for helping sell the product. Why did I do it?
I don't know why. I have no idea why.
He gave his honest opinion, though.
You know what?
I didn't want his honest opinion. I wanted him to say yes so that everybody else will say, hey, if the intern can afford it, I can afford it. But no, he came out with an emphatic no.
I can't afford the socks that are on my feet.
See that?
Stop talking.
See that?
Just stop.
See that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I should have known.
I should have known. No, we don't need
it real. He keeping it real. He's keeping it real.
You are the only person that can wait. You are the stop talking. You are the only person that can make my cerebral cortex.
I muted his mic.
Thank you.
Ice cream.
You are the only person that can make my cerebral cortex go, what the f-?
Get it out.
What the f-?
Get it out, brother.
No, I can't.
No, because then I have to do extra work. And I have not. I have not been trained on how to edit a drop. No, you better not, little D.
Don't do it, D. Don't do it.
Make matters worse.
Don't do it.
I ain't going to do it. I don't get no harder work. People want to get out here and go home, don't they?
No, you don't. You don't want to go home. Your home life sucks.
I got something nice waiting for me.
Your home life is horrible.
And let me tell you about my sex campaign last night, as a matter of fact, while we on the subject. About my life not sucking. I wish you had my thing.
Lady, check this out. Lady K, that is an amazing idea, but no.
We shoot it.
Lady K threw out an amount that that if people just sent to the network, if we would be able to do 5 days a week, and it's not. Lady K, it is I don't want to, the network is gonna bust my ass if I say this.
Say it.
It is.
I'm as bad at pushing it. They won't put me in jail.
It's me.
Just do it. Say it.
It's thousands and thousands of dollars a week.
Jesus Christ.
For a 5 day a week show. So, but
with that, you get all kind of exclusive.
You just get us, and we'll be earlier in the day.
We'll be sitting like this.
No, no, dude, like no, this. No, 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 no,
no,
no.
I'm just telling what they're going to buy.
I have not jumped off of his shot so much tonight. Maybe I should just turn his camera off.
Probably.
I'll just go to the Philippians shot. There we go.
Need me. Listen to me.
No.
Need me.
I don't.
Look at it.
What? I'm listening.
You need me.
You're right. I need you, but I also need this show, and I don't want you to get us canceled for show. What was that?
When I snapped, you're supposed to be, I do need you. See, I was hypnotizing you by
You were supposed to hit the side of a teacup like in that.
Give me that ring for beer bell. That'll work.
And I can get out. You're supposed to
read
the
show.
Teacup.
Get out. Oh, that was such a good show.
It wasn't a show. It was a movie.
No, see, little D is from the South, so he called it movie shows. He ain't ordered a picture show.
We wouldn't watch us a show, okay?
Little D is from Temecula, California. His ass ain't nowhere near. His ass ain't nowhere near the South.
It's right there by Calabasas, right there. That's where I stay.
It actually is.
I know my stuff.
No, you don't. I lied.
Nothing good, though.
You don't know this geometry.
I've been looking for. I've been looking for Kylie, so I've been over to Calabasas. Kylie
Who is
Jenner.
Kylie?
Kylie Jenner, my ex-next-wife. My ex-next-wife. I run through them, man. I run through them. DT, you will too if you know what I know.
Mm.
But that's another story to be told.
I'm going to need you to tell me that G14 classify information after the show.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah. Right on. Teach me your ways.
I'm going to show you, brother.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and thank you, Mata Martha. I know you only got eyes for me, baby girl. It's all good.
She do, but I'm not gonna tell you the tweet that I just got it from an anonymous Twitter. But they said they hope Little D keeps screwing up because then the camera goes a close up on me.
Oh,
shucka,
that must have been your
shucka,
little
shucka, shucka, dog.
That must be your little dime piece.
What is a dime piece?
Your little pound cake.
Oh, you don't know what a dime piece is?
No, I don't.
Your yams, man. Your little your little tenderoni.
You know what I'm saying? All that
on a tenderoni,
pound cakes. All right,
did she remind me of her Jeep?
You remind me of my Jeep. I want to ride you. It's something like my car. I want to rub you.
Girl, you look just like my car.
I want to wax it. Something like my bank account. I want to spend it.
Hey, here I go. It's something about your love that's got me going crazy. You know I want you real bad. How can I get down with you? So pull up to my bumper, let the system sound. Girl, I want to drive you crazy. I want to roll. Just fart all over my bars, huh?
I sure did.
I thought that was Prince. or Michael Jackson.
I have an update on my friend Peter Wiener.
Oh, well, what happened to him? I thought he died like 5 times
ago. Remember I brought this up a few weeks back, probably about a couple of months ago.
It was like a couple of months ago.
Peter Wiener fell off the planet.
Yeah, where is he now?
He just stopped communicating to everybody. We were supposed to meet at the White Knight's house for a good time party.
I remember that.
He never showed up, and it was some encrypted messages. It was like, I'm under the couch. I'm calling you. The calls are coming from inside the house. You know, he was doing all of that crazy shenanigans, and no one knew what the hell was going on. So he resurfaces on the Book of Faces by posting a series of pictures of him enjoying some type of event. I want to say like a wedding or something of that nature. I don't know.
So he's fine.
So what happens is that he changed his profile picture. So when he changed his profile picture, everybody came unglued and everybody took a swan dive Superman 18 dive out of the van while B.A. Baracus was driving it to get to their Facebook page to comment, oh my God, Peter Wiener, you are alive. You were back. 300 messages of everybody commenting, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He didn't say a damn thing to one of them.
Wow.
Shit.
He literally posted all these pictures and bounced and went right back into anonymity. I'll break that down for you. He went right back into darkness.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Those pictures. So I didn't go to this page and post with the rest of the minions.
Oh, shoot.
I went to direct message. And sent him another direct message, because what I've done is I made myself a reminder in my phone that once a week I go onto his Facebook page in his messages and just post a message saying, hey, thinking about you, bro, miss you, love you, contact me whenever you can.
Just to let him, thank you.
I don't get none of that from him. Hey, none.
You know what I get every week?
What you get?
On Thursday morning, show tonight. Time, energy.
That's all you get, huh?
You're missing one other thing that I send the net. Pants off. So I sent him a message.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Same thing I've been saying for the last 6 months. He says absolutely nothing. Dang. Didn't respond at all. Didn't reach out. He responded to one person on his Facebook page. I take that back. He responded to one person, and it was a very innocuous response. It was not anything committal. It was not anything important. It was just like, thanks. And then he went right back into anonymity. Didn't read the messages. Didn't comment. Didn't reply back. Nothing. Got over 300 people liking and responding to that one picture. Everybody saying the exact same thing. Where are you? We miss you. Glad you're back. Then he was gone again.
What does he do for work? Has anybody checked at his job?
Everybody's checked at his job. And he does a job. He runs his own business. And it's a business where he moves around throughout the city. And we're not going to invade his privacy that much where we're going to show up at his job and mess up with his bankroll. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Don't do that.
Look, if he's moving around the city, he's probably moving around with the women as well.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what it can be.
I know. I saw that.
I'm glad you looked up there, because you best to behave now.
The one and only for you tonight, baby girl. But my wise three men.
But I'm a little irritated now. My irritation has gone from being worried about him to being pissed.
Why do we?
I'm pissed that you're worried about him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I was worried about him at first, but then he resurfaces, posts these pictures, and then just gives everybody the middle finger.
I'm worried that you pissed.
Like I said last time, if this man wanted to talk, he would talk.
He is part of the Corey Blaze inner circle. The inner sanctum. We have bumped wieners. That's how close he is. What?
In the gym at the Salvation Army?
No, they were caught docking in the bathroom.
Yeah.
If you don't know what listeners
are. Okay, all right. We don't have to say it again. We don't have to say it again.
Look it up. Google
don't
it.
Get hit. Don't Bump get the turn cheeks. Started because you know
what I'm talking. If you can't find it on Google, it's right next to Blue Waffle.
Yes, right next to it.
But I went from being concerned to being pissed.
Yeah.
Because now it is before we thought, okay, maybe he just checked out of social media. Maybe he just needs some time alone. Now he purposely went on his Facebook page, purposely posted these pictures. And then, of course, everybody knew, because Facebook sends you that alert that says, hey, Peter blah, 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 has posted something that he hasn't posted in a long time.
Yeah.
So everybody got those alerts and everybody beat cheeks to it. And he said nothing.
Look, when you got a lot of girls, you got to get rid of the social media.
It doesn't matter if he's got a lot of girls. We've been through some dog ass with that dude. There ain't nothing in his life that he can tell us that we won't be shocked at. None of us can, because he's in the inner circle. He's one of the boys. And the reason why I want to find him is because I've told him some stuff that can ruin me.
I need to find him, dude.
No, you don't.
I'm going to get some of this for ransom.
He is paid off and quiet.
I need to get some of this.
It's just, it was just messed up. You know, I mean, you got.
Why do you have friends like that, Corey?
They white. I'm white.
You couldn't find no better white friends?
It's the greatest thing ever.
Now when they put you on a wild goose chase and your heart rate going up.
My heart rate goes up anyway.
So it's called cholesterol. More?
It's called cholesterol and
I'm walking up the stairs.
Yeah, too.
I'm going to bust you. I'm going to kick you. He got two words. Yeah, everybody heard him say that, though. He's like, oh, I'm going to insult the big fat guy, so I'm going to get run up on my microphone and say
the Fat Guy Radio Show for a reason.
I did give him training. I told him, speak into your mic when you insult the fat guy.
When it's the punchlines, come in. When it's the punchlines, come in real hard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of this break, and we'll see what's going on in the world of Little D right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store. Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Hello from Halo 6 at FatGuyRadioShow.com. I got to show you this because I got some new batteries for my Triton 2. Or my, is that what this is called?
Yeah, the Triton 2.
Yeah, my Triton 2. I'm looking right at it on the back of it. My Triton 2 battery, I ordered these through the Fat Guy Radio Show banner right there, and I got them in stainless steel to match my kitchen. But I got some new Triton 2 batteries because I want to be able to not run out of batteries.
So how long do those last?
These last the same amount as the other batteries do. And I mean, it's based on how much you use it. But they last pretty good. But I wanted to upgrade to the more stronger battery because in the starter kit, you get the basic model. This is the 700 ohm battery cell. So it kicks it up just a little bit. But I ordered these through FatGuyRadioShow.com at the Halo Sigs banner. And I love it. It's just a battery. But look at how much quality goes into a battery case.
Looks like an iPhone.
It looks like a mini. It looks like a mini iPhone case. Yeah.
Will it carry you the whole day? Like, how long does the other one carry you?
The batteries carry me throughout the whole day.
So that one will carry you probably an extra day.
Because it's new, it'll probably go in a day and a half, I would imagine. But of course, you know, like any battery, they do have wear and tear.
Yep.
And my other batteries I've had for a little over a year. And they're not very expensive. I think they were changed back on a $15 bill. And you get them, and it comes with the battery and this beautiful case, and it arrived to...
Change back on a $15 bill.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
That's what I said. Halo Cigs at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Electronic cigarettes and e-liquids. Make the switch today through the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. All right, we are up on a very, very hard break. Unfortunately, the show is just, man, it's just flying by.
Man.
So, Lil D, what's new in your world?
Well, I can say this.
What?
You remember that dream thing I came up with over at your house that day?
Dream thing.
My goals, and you said you want to see me.
Oh, yeah, I remember
you said
that.
By the end of the year, well, I better
hold
have
on.
Those?
Well, hold on, because a lot of people don't understand what happens. There's this psychological tool that I shared with Little D many years ago mm-hmm. that I enact very well. I would have shared it with DT when he was occupying space at Casa La Blaze, but he didn't care for any of that. So,
damn African, you could have took out all that.
Damn African.
Even African, he's like, what, Mexican and Puerto Rican?
But this is something that anybody can do. If you want to accomplish things in life and you basically create yourself a visual, I've done it with trucks, my SUV that I wanted.
Yep, I remember that.
I ordered it. I ordered the pamphlet from Honda mm-hmm. and I, at the time, financially, there was no way I would have been able to afford that SUV,
yep.
but I ordered the pamphlet. I took a picture, the biggest picture I could find out of a pamphlet of the SUV. I ripped it out. I put it on my bathroom wall and I saw it every day. And a few years later, I owned one.
Yep.
And I still have it. So it's just creating the thing is to create a visual of what you hope to or what you want to accomplish in life.
And you got
to
believe in it and actually kind of work toward it.
You have to.
You have to work toward it, but believe it. Like make a dream, like a collage. It's called a dream board, I believe.
Yeah,
it is.
Some people call it a dream board.
And then you just put certain stuff up that you want to come to fruition. So you stick them up. And put it somewhere where you can see it and you believe in it and try to go for it every day.
Yeah.
It
sounds like a high school project.
It's a mental project and you'll be surprised.
Very effective.
Yes, you'll be surprised how many things because what happens is that you go and you see that thing every day. And let's say when I was wanting the SUV, the Honda SUV that I wanted, I would see that. And then when I would come up with like, okay, well, I'm going to go and splurge on this. Mentally, that image will pop back up because it gets embedded in your subconscious. And that image popped back up into my mind. And I says, you know what? I am not going to splurge on that because I'm working towards changing my financial foundation so that I can afford this one thing. Right now, I have several pictures in my bathroom mirror now of goals that I aspire to. And I see them every day and they do come true. And here's the thing. This is the way it's a psychological thing, but I also take it out of the biblical sense of it because there is a scripture that says I'm just paraphrasing that if you write a vision and you make it plain, if you read it, those that read it will run to it. And I'm kind of paraphrasing that, but that's basically essentially what you're doing is you're giving yourself a visual to realize your goal. And it totally works.
It does.
So everybody, print out a picture of me and hang it in your bathroom, and then eventually you will have me.
There it is. I like that. I like that.
I already got a couple.
I'm kind of creeped out by that just like a little bit because I know he does. He's an Instagram stalker, but it's okay. But so where have you accomplished the goal? We got 30 seconds.
I got two out of the three.
Two out of the three.
Two out of the three. Don't we printed out what the house?
You wanted a house.
$70,000 a year.
$70,000 a year.
A Hummer H2 SUT.
That was a stupid one, but it was on your list, yeah, not mine.
I'm about to be getting a house. I should move in next month.
About to be getting a house. That means that it's not there yet. When you have the keys, don't take that list down until you have the keys.
I'll keep the list up when I have it so I can say them. So the house will be July 13th.
Okay.
I just got a substantial raise at work just out of nowhere.
Okay.
I'll be almost approaching $70,000 in 1 month. And next year, I'll be at $70,000 or over $70,000.
And where do you stand on the Hummer?
Probably at the end of the year after a good house purchase or maybe beginning of the year.
How about you do me a favor and just skip the Hummer altogether?
I could, because I might get a Bentley. I've been looking at a Bentley.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead serious.
No.
I'm looking at the Bentley GT coupe. I've been looking at it. I got the hookup, but no, I can get one.
We
got
to get out of here. The intern, thanks for sitting in the studio with us.
Of course.
I appreciate that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber. He was under the console the whole time, fluffing Little D. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. If you want it or need it, Amazon's got it, and you can get it through our show's Amazon portal. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Make sure to interact with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And for our sit-in executive producer, D-Tay.
Sadat.
and our sit-in co-host, pain in the ass, Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
And our intern, the intern, the former intern.
I like pencils.
Here it is.
I was wondering why there was a short bus parked out front. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people in skinny jeans.
Who that be?
Fat people aren't another fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply yell down their gullet and try to flash your donger donger on the screen. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Bye-bye. Hello. Armies and wings, your penises and all
hello.
That.
I like pencils.